Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on the chakras. And it's really all about tuning in to all chakras simultaneously so you're in the zone. That's our intention, to be in the zone, totally connected at all levels. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things that are happening at the Institute tonight. In fact, in just like 2 hours, we're actually doing a sound healing experience called The Temple of Beauty Within with Adam James Rankin. He's an international sound facilitator, multi-instrumentalist, sound and color healer from Byron Bay, Australia. He channels healing energy through his energy body, amplifying vibration, creating a living sound felt viscerally embodied and powerfully transformational. So if you're in the area, come on in. If not, just fly on in. And from 7 to 8:30, $20. And it seems like a really beautiful soul. So that's happening tonight in just 2 hours. We also have, of course, the big thing is our Sound Healing Conference, October 5th to the 8th. Oh, my God. These are amazing, profound experiences, these conferences we do. These people are just blissed out, walking around. There's good information, but there's also a lot of entrainment. And we have 2 concerts. We have booths. We have about 20 booths with all types of vibrational technologies and techniques being used and shown. And it's incredible. Let me just give you some of the highlights here. So we've got... On Friday, we've got our pre-conference workshops, which are from 10 to 1, Friday, October 5th, from 10 to 1 and 2:30 to 5:30. Wah, who is an amazing singer, really well-known, like one of the top New Age singers or sound healing singers. She's really, really quite huge. She's going to be doing a workshop called Talk, Tone, Heal, and it's about working through issues and using sound to heal them. I'm doing a whole presentation in the afternoon on October 5th on new sound technologies and modalities to help change the planet. And we've got invited over 150 philanthropists and investors. So it's a philanthropist investor meeting. So if you have any technologies that could change the world or techniques that could change the world, you're welcome to come and talk about them for a minute or two. And so that's 2:30 to 5:30, October 5th. And then on Saturday, we actually start at 2 o'clock. We've got our opening ceremony. I'm going to do some sound. Lisa Raffel is a profound singer. She's going to be doing a little sound. And Sylvina also is going to be playing bowls and singing. And then at 2:45, we actually start the first workshop. And I'll be talking about higher consciousness as frequencies all at once, every frequency at the same time, because that's really the essence of higher consciousness, where you're tuned into the entire universe simultaneously, and you can see all levels of reality, like the shaman or the Tibetan Lama, right? Way better than any one frequency that people often talk about. It's really when you're in the state of theta and when you're completely in the zone. Lisa Raffel is going to do a whole voice workshop. Elizabeth Krasnoff does a workshop on the sound consciousness and healing, the science behind vibration. She did a whole PhD paper on it, and it's really interesting. Gerald Savage is going to be doing a whole thing on voice analysis. He calls it the pharmacology of frequency, sound, and music. Do no harm, Ani. And then we have our concert Saturday night with Scott Huckabee. I call him the joy bucket. Scott Huckabee is just a happy being, and he's amazing on guitar. And then Waz going to be singing. Sylvina and Tam, Claire Victor and Dan Hansen on root flute. Ken Becker on cello. It's going to be an amazing night of sound and music. We've done many, many concerts with this group, and it's just it's really quite profound what happens. It's mostly a lot of voice work, right? And then Sunday, we're doing the crystal bowl meditation and sound yoga in the morning, sound yoga and movement. And then the first workshop is with Jeffrey Thompson on consciousness expansion with sound. Jeffrey is one of the top researchers in the field, and he's dabbling in different mind-expanding modalities. Then Lupito is also from Crystal Tones, is doing his workshop on crystal balls. And then we have a panel for the curriculum for children with sound. I'll be talking about the curriculum we've created for the Montessori schools. The rabbi is going to do a workshop, Rabbi Stephen Fizdell, on how sound healing works based on the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. He actually gets into the frequencies and the colors of the Tree of Life. He's really amazing. Gary Buchanan's going to be talking about sonotherapy using different frequencies for the muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, all the different parts of the body. He's got some really effective frequencies and light that he works uses together. Helene Anderson's doing a workshop on You Are Meant to Sing, 10 Steps to Unlock Your Inner Voice. And then Eric and Lynn Miller are going to be doing bio-guided music therapy with Native American flute, biofeedback, and vocal toning. And then after that, Lisa Lippincott's going to hook up people with EEG and see what happens to them when she plays her 60-inch gong. Liz Addison's doing a whole movement workshop. And then we have the concert on Sunday night. And Lisa's going to do the first half, going to be a whole gong bath with their 60-inch gongs. I mean, oh my God, they will rock your boat. They will rock your boat. She's really one of the best gong players too. No banging. And then we got Kimberly Bass on crystal bowls, Gabriel Gold on hung drum, and Bodhi Sechko on flutes and shamanic percussion. Then Monday, we've got another crystal bowl meditation in the morning. Suzanne Sterling is a profound singer. She's going to be talking about the voice of change, finding your voice and living your truth. Ryan Moore is going to be doing a workshop on rhythm. Randy Masters is going to take people out with a workshop, as he normally does, on the harmonics of the divine feminine in sound and sacred geometry. And Clark Sue is going to do a workshop on the force behind the cosmos, the transformative quality of the interconnectivity of movement, symbol, and sound. And then we have a sound and consciousness panel. Again, Gary Crump then does a ceremony with downloaded frequencies. He's been getting frequencies for ages to create this whole matrix for transforming people on the planet. And he's gotten a full range of bowls, crystal bowls, tuned to these frequencies. And so that should be really interesting on Monday at 4:00, and then we do our closing ceremony. Right. GlobeSoundHealingConference.com is the website, GlobeSoundHealingConference.com. After that, we're going to have an open house on October 28th. We also, of course, have our classes in sound healing, the certificate and associate degree program. You can jump in right now. We just started the semester here at the Institute, and the classes online start every 2 weeks. So the next start time is October 2nd or October 9th. We also have the degree program and the first semester of the certificate. The certificate is the first semester of the degree program. So you can continue after you do the certificate. The certificate online is 6 months. Here at the Institute, it's 3.5 months. We also have the recording classes you could jump in on, where we teach audio recording, mixing, and producing. And also, we've got that class online. It'll be starting at the end of October. You can find all the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. Or you can call me at 415-777-2486. Or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our store at soundoflove.com. and our therapy center at soundtherapycenter.com. Although you can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com. Yeah, we've got a lot of treatments we do and tons of bowls and items at the actual in the store, including sound tables and sound lounges and the bass pod, which will rock your boat. It'll get rid of any pain. As we've got the Kaiser Hospital is referring patients because this little subwoofer, we've got frequencies that are profoundly effective for pain and other issues. Also, one other thing, we're going to be releasing or showing for the first time a strap that you can wrap around any part of the body with two or three speakers, and you can play the frequencies for pain through it, and it will be right on that part of the body where you don't even have to hold it. And we're also going to be showing a vest, which is three straps, so it can have as many as 18 speakers on your body, 9 on the front, 9 on the back. Oh my God, if you want to be vibrated into bliss, it's like unbelievable, especially with my music. It's so effective. It's really effective. It's even better than a sound table. So we'll have that at the conference and have it for sale afterwards as well. Very soon we'll have a virtual reality system where you can look down and see a graphic of inside of your body and then take a geometry, a sacred geometry, and place it inside like your heart, and it'll move the sound up and down on a sound table or on the vest. So you can feel the sound vibrating right where you're seeing it inside your body in virtual reality. Even if it didn't do anything for healing, it would still be really fun, but I think it's going to be really effective for healing, actually. It's kind of visualization and vibration together. Okay. So as I've talked about many times, whenever you tune into more than one thing at a time, you go into a state of theta. We do this quite often where we look at a view in nature, or sparkles on the water, or all the branches of a tree at once, right? Nature is built to bring us into this state of theta where we're tuned into multiple things at once. All music, it's one of the main things that gets us in the zone, listening to music, many things, but it's a big one. When you tune into all the sounds at once in a song, instead of listening to one sound or the other, you go into the zone, theta. When you listen to multiple harmonics in a crystal bowl, you go into theta, or multiple sounds from multiple crystal bowls, or even a singer playing a crystal ball, or especially a gong. I mean, gong's got so many different frequencies at so many different pitches and also even noise in there. It's got so much going on that it totally takes you into that theta state. Well, when you tune into all the chakras simultaneously, you also go into theta. So what we're going to do is first we're going to go through the chakras and talk about, you know, ways to work with the chakras. And then we're going to play a guided meditation to take you into that zone where you're tuned to all of them at the same time. Okay. Yes, with chakras, you can look at them as a pitch, which is what a lot of people do, where C is the root chakra, D is the second chakra, E is the third chakra, F is the heart, G is the throat, A is the crown, I'm sorry, third eye, and B is the crown, right? It's interesting, but what bugs me about that is if you play all of the notes, C to B, at the same time, like putting your arm on a keyboard, it sounds horrible. It does not sound good. It's really dissonant. It's really annoying. And that is... that bothers me. It seems like chakras should be not annoying when they're all humming it together. Because the thing about chakras is not just that each one is humming, but that they're all humming together at the same time, so the energy, the kundalini energy, can flow through the chakras up and down. Some people say up, some people say both up and down, right? But that energy is a flowing through them as opposed to just one chakra humming or not. If you don't have a chakra humming, it will block the flow, right? And there's the book by Sonia Choquette called True Balance. She talks about chakras either being overactivated, kind of whacked out, kind of going, kind of like our adrenals, right? Often overextended or just overactivated. Or the chakra is stagnant and there's no energy at all. So the trick is to get it vibrating consistently. Sometimes also, often when I feel the chakra or the endocrine gland associated with the chakra, I feel a little buzz. It's like, right? And it seems to create tension in the body and anxiety. So what's so cool is chakras, or the endocrine glands associated with them, are really receptive to sound. So if you simply tone to a chakra, any vowel, you're sending a consistent, stable vibration, which will overcome the chaotic buzz and entrain that chakra into stability. I have to tell you, 30 years ago, I used to have panic attacks, and I could tell that each chakra or endocrine gland had gone offline. It was just kind of fibrillating. It was going instead of humming consistently. And I found that if I just tone to each chakra, I could get them to start humming again, and I would be, and the panic attack would go away completely, completely go away. It was so incredible, because panic attacks can be really scary, right? And so I was able to get rid of all of my Xanax. I was able to get rid of all fear, because I was now empowered to get over this anxiety and panic at any time. Not only get over it, I could go into a state of bliss, and I would just simply tone each chakra. But, you know, instead of using pitches, I much prefer using frequencies. So instead of using one octave of C, D, E, F, G, A, B, I like to use the full frequency spectrum from the lowest note to the highest note, right? And not even worry about the notes, because I believe everybody's got different notes for each chakra. In fact, around here, we believe that your soul is the frequency of your root chakra and your crown, and that those are octaves. So that means everybody's got a different root chakra note. And the trick is to just find your note and ground in that note in your root and go up from there. Now, in different, most people actually use whole notes where they go C, you know, C, D, E, F, G, A, B. In China, they use musical fifths. So they go from C to G, and then up to the next musical fifth. And that sounds better when you play them all at the same time. But also what I like to do is go up an octave. So choose your home note and have every chakra be the same note at different octaves. The cool thing about that is when you listen to all chakras simultaneously, they couldn't sound more harmonious because they're all the same note. And you get the full frequency spectrum. There's a school of thought in sound healing that you need every frequency. Every frequency is a nutrient. So when you get the full spectrum of frequencies from the lowest to the highest and everyone in between, you get every nutrient for every cell, every organ, every part of the body, right? And so by using octaves, we're getting almost the full spectrum of sound. And that's very cool, because now you're getting all the nutrients, right? So that's one thing. And later we'll play that guided meditation later, where we're using each chakra as a different octave, right? Before I do that, let me play a CD or a song that's on my Journey Through the Matrix CD, and it's actually called Chakra Star. And for this one, I do go up note by note, but I start on B flat, because based on Nutra Energetics research, B flat they see as the root chakra. Everybody's got their own ideas, right? And so it goes up note by note from the B flat and ends up pretty high, actually go up an octave sometimes too as well. So tune in to each chakra as we listen to the chakra star. Each one's about 1 minute long in this song. Okay, chakra star. Thank you. There are different sounds you can use for different chakras, or you could use the same sound. There's different timbres even for different chakras, which is like different vowels, right? Different instruments for different chakras. Some people actually use instruments based on the elements, like the root chakras that based on the earth element. So I know people that use clay drum or clay flutes, things made of wood for the root chakra. Often I just think of big instruments, bass instruments, like a big drum, didgeridoo, gong, anything that's got a lot of lows in it. And you can go up from there. You can use crystal bowls for any chakra, right? Although I often use alchemy bowls with the different metals and colors in them for the heart and up, especially for the third eye and the crown. There's also even different music for different chakras. I often think of the third chakra as like rock and roll, like, you know, or Japanese taiko drumming. Really intense third chakra energy and very grounding as well. So it can be for the root chakra. It's interesting that for the heart chakra, we have a lot of music, not too much for the throat chakra. You could use like Bobby McFerrin or, you know, anything that's a cappella voice, you know, or any wind instrument. I think of wind for the throat chakra as well, especially the shakuhachi flute, which has a lot of wind sound in it. We've also, for the third eye, often think of even electronic music, a lot of high, right? Or anything with a lot of bells, smaller bells, and smaller Tibetan bowls or chimes or tingshas in it. Just high frequency instruments. The crown chakra, it's not too much that works for me for the crown chakra. Actually, what we just listened to, I love it when it goes to those super high frequencies for the crown chakra. That does work for me. Because I often think of the crown chakra as silence. It actually helps me open the crown more. In fact, I can't think of any music that helps the crown chakra. If only frequencies and sounds seem to work for me on the crown chakra, music doesn't really do it. There's some music that takes people into spirit that works. I mean, there's some choral music, you know, like Rachmaninoff, that sometimes can take me out into the crown. But for the most part, I just like high frequencies, super high frequency sounds. There's one thing that I've been reading about from Alice Bailey recently that I want to share that's really interesting. She channels Dijua Kul, right, an ascended master. And she's saying that the emotional body is mostly based around the third chakra. And so when you're immersed in your emotions, often people talk about the second chakra as being emotions as well. But at any rate, there are lower chakras when you're immersed in your emotions. And she's saying that if to get out of these wayward emotions and just get into a place of peace and stillness where you're watching them is move up to the third eye in the crown chakra. Because there, it's like that's where the witness is. It's also where you have control of your own reality, your own consciousness, your own world. And you can actually then control the stillness or connect to source, where you don't have to control anything. Just go connect to source. The control part is just to get out of the lower chakras. I mean, you don't want to, I mean, you still want to be in your body, but to get out of the energy of the lower chakras, which could be, desire or power or like fear, anger. A lot of those are associated with lower chakras. And she even talks about that when you die, the trick is to be conscious when you're dying and not go into fear and all of the stuff, especially with the people around you, because the problem is more so the people around you going into sadness. And when the truth of it, it's a beautiful experience. So she talks about practicing being conscious when you go to sleep. So not drifting off, but actually going into that center point where you are a point of awareness within your pituitary, hypothalamus, pineal gland, the third eye and crown chakra, and just be still in that area while you go to sleep instead of drifting off and spacing out, right? And that's practice for when you die. And that's really interesting because, a lot of the higher consciousness around higher consciousness is first, you open your heart. That's a given. You got to have your heart open. If you don't have your heart open, you're not even at stage one yet, right? You got to know how to open your heart. Not only open your heart, but know how to open your heart and keep your heart open in the midst of challenges or in the midst of being attacked, right? It's really tricky. But in the midst of, someone hurting you, keep your heart open, because it's really great when you can go to the heart chakra and instead of going, oh, God, it sucks what they did to me, going, right? Now you've got that vibration in your whole body and you're putting it out to the world instead of sucks, 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 right? It's so much healthier for you. But then the next step is to go into empowerment in your consciousness, to be able to control mostly the lower chakras, to be able to be in control of them so they're not in control of you. You're not at the mercy of your desires or at the mercy of being upset with someone or the mercy of not feeling good enough, right? It's all about being able to control your consciousness to get it back to consistent, stable vibration. So whenever you've got anything going on that doesn't feel good, change it. There's many ways. We all have our own ways of getting back to center, right? Whether it's yoga or nature or music or whatever. In fact, with music, it's really cool to create your own playlist for different situations that you commonly experience in your life. Get your little playlist together, which is your little medicine iTunes, your little medicine iTunes, right? Playlist in iTunes for each type of issue. Very cool, right? So then, but the other thing is to also just do any consistent vibration. And that includes any vowel, any emotion of gratitude, compassion, love, joy, any of the higher vibrations that take you into bliss or feeling really great, right? Because all of those are associated with stable vibration. If you make the sound of gratitude, no one goes, ah, right? Everybody uses a vowel. If you make the sound of love, no one goes, ah, although some people do when they break up. But when you're in love, it's always a vowel. If you're doing joy, it's not, ah, it's more, it's a vowel. Right. So all of the higher emotions are associated with consistent, stable tones that bring stability to every cell, every part of the body, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally and even spiritually. The ultimate consistent frequency is source. When you are one with source, energy or God. I mean, there's nothing more consistent and stable. So that's really the ultimate, to use your mind to shift your focus from the chaos or inconsistent vibration to the stable vibrations. And Source is one of the best. Universal Love's a good one. It's a really good one, right? A lot of people, though, just use gratitude. You know, if you can't be grateful for something that's hurting you, like the Dalai Lama says, when somebody hurts you, they're hurting themselves. So they're actually sacrificing themselves for you to learn compassion. Right? So it's always good to just use your mind to go to these higher consistent vibrations so that you are more in the zone. There you have more access to not only energy but also ideas and wherewithal to be able to deal with difficult situations as well, right? So that's really the whole deal. But as I said in the beginning, the coolest thing is where you're tuned into more than one thing at a time. When you're tuned into Source, you're tuned into every frequency in the universe. But anytime you tune into more than one thing, it takes you into the similar state of theta. So let's listen to this recording where we tune into all seven chakras simultaneously. We also are using C as the home note, and we're using C tuned to 432, which if it were an A, it would be 432, but for C, it's basically 432 at C. So it's a cool frequency, and each chakra is a different octave. So when you tune into all seven at the same time, it's really beautiful, harmonious, and gives you the full frequency spectrum. So you get every nutrient. So let's listen to the chakra guided meditation and enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. Thank you. frequency in the music. First chakra. And second. Third chakra. All three going at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, all going at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth first chakra. And second. Third chakra. Your heart chakra. Fifth chakra. Third eye. Crown chakra. And tune in to all seven chakras at the same time.
In the zone, multiple things at once, portal to oneness, where there's indescribable love. Hold that the rest of the week and months and years ahead, and lifetimes ahead. Thanks and take care.